Artists have many mediums to explore nowadays. From sketches to graphic design, there's all types of art. But there remains a constant problem that aspiring artists face, and that's exposure. The age-old adage of starving artists exists for a reason, and as Rishi Anal will tell you, it's a genuine struggle that artists actually face.
Standing out, it's such a global economy now, right? You know, you're on social media and you're up against anybody and everybody in the world. And I think the hardest part is just trying to make yourself appeal to people who would be interested in buying.
Noel has been creating art professionally for nearly 10 years now. And even still, she has struggles she faces, the most recent of which relating to COVID-19.
The biggest hurdle has been trying to get into conventions. 2020 would have been the first year that I actually applied to try and sell at conventions, and that all went out the window because of COVID.
Because she hasn't been able to expand her following at conventions, Noel has had to take up part-time work at a retail outlet where she's living in Cape Breton. Having to put your plans on hold is something no business owner is excited about, but Sam De Los Santos, owner of Cultura, says it's a skill entrepreneurs have to learn.
I do believe, looking back, that part of my struggle was allowing myself to grow a little bit too fast. I started out slow and things were going well, and I just kind of ran with it and let it grow. And like I said, there was a nice peak there, but then it just slowly started to become like, oh God, I have a lot of bills and I just don't have the support to keep this going.
De Los Santos believes if she had have slowed down, she might still have her storefront where she offered art classes. Now, however, she mainly sells ethically sourced items online and at festivals. Art comes in many forms, as do the struggles artists face. But at the end of the day, it's not always about becoming the next Picasso. It's about doing what you love as a business, even if it takes a lot of work to get there. I'm Griffin Stuckless for Kicker News.